Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
You ever notice that in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, He put the delivery of the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the word first, and then He put the ministry to the people second? It was always word first, healing second. Amen? Why? Because all faith is developed through the Word of God. And Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So if I'm going to get faith, I have to hear what Jesus has to say. And if I hear what Jesus has to say, then I can have what Jesus said He would do. Oh, you didn't hear me. Come on. Let's get it. If I hear what the Lord Jesus has to say, then I can have what Jesus said He would do. But a lot of us want to have what Jesus will do without hearing what Jesus has to say. Amen. I don't know about you, but if I'm talking to you and you interrupt me and bring up something else, you know, a lot of times I'll just stop and just say, you know, well, let's deal with that later. And you interrupt me again, I'll just let you talk for a second, say, see you, and I'll turn and walk off and let you talk. Why? Because if you don't hear what I want, if you don't want to hear the truth of what I'm trying to tell you with that, there's no use for me to pray with you because you're going in a different direction than me. And so the Lord Jesus would always preach the gospel of the kingdom, show you what the kingdom was about, show you the truth of the kingdom. And when you came in alignment with that and came in agreement with that, you released Him then to release the power of the kingdom to operate in your life. Amen? But you had to hear what He has to say so you can come in agreement with what He's wanting to do. Amen? So the Lord put the preaching of the gospel first. He put that hearing of the gospel first. In fact, look over here in Luke's gospel, and let's look in the sixth chapter. Luke chapter 6. Like I told you, this is healing school. I want you to grab a hold of some things. And the emphasis I'm wanting to make is this. You have to come to God and approach God according to His Word. You can never know the will of God if you don't know the Word of God. Amen. And you will never have faith to believe God if you don't know what the Word says. Because faith is always built on the Word of God. But here's the thing. If you are standing and operating on the Word of God, you have a sure, firm foundation against any attack that the devil's going to throw at you. Amen? Why? Jeremiah 1:12, one translation says, God watches over His Word to perform it. Hallelujah. Amen. So therefore, if I'm standing on God's Word, then God is watching over that Word so He can make that Word work in my life. Amen. Remember what He said in Isaiah 55? He said, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It'll not return unto me void, but it will produce that wherein I sent it. Amen. Meaning what? If God speaks a word to you, He means for that word to work in your life. Amen. That word has the power of God in it. That word has the ability to heal you, deliver you, and set you free from whatever the affliction is that the devil's throwing against you. Why? Because God's word is alive. And so if we'll operate on the word, we're operating in the life and the power of God. Amen? So we ought to be word people. Amen. What do you mean, word people? Well, the first thing you do when an enemy attacks is this. You ought to go to God's Word and call out to Him and say, Lord, now speak this Word into my spirit so that I have a foundation and a strength in me so I can stand in the power of the Word. Amen? And do what the Word says. Now, look here in Luke chapter 6, we mentioned to you. Look down here in verse 17. It says, and He, Jesus, came down with them, and He stood in a level place with the crowd of His disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from all the sea coasts of Tyre and Sidon who came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Notice the hearing came before the healing. Who came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. Hallelujah. See, as they heard him, that released the power of God to work for them. Amen. Study the Bible out. And you'll find every time somebody gets a miracle by using their faith, they're operating on what they heard. Amen. Remember over in Mark's gospel, the woman with the issue of blood? The Bible says that she heard of Jesus. And she came in the press behind, touched his garment. Before she said, if I may touch his clothes. What was she doing? She was basing all of her faith, all of her confession, all of her actions on what she had heard that Jesus was saying. Amen. And so therefore, you and I should be following those same patterns. Before we ever start confessing anything, before we start praying for anything, before we start believing for anything, we ought to go to God and get in his word and let his word speak to us, his will, and then base our faith and believing on the word of God. I was praying over this, meditating on this, and the Lord spoke this to me. He said, son, he said, if the word is the foundation and the source of your confession, it'll work in every area of your life. No matter what you're speaking will come to pass if it's originating out of the word of God in your heart. Amen? In other words, Jesus said over Mark 11:23, he said, whosoever shall say and shall not doubt but shall believe in his heart, those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. Remember that? Of course, he's talking to a mountain, but we're talking about speaking and believing. And the Lord spoke to him and he said, if you'll receive the word down in your heart and let the word be the foundation and the source of what you're saying, he said, it will empower your confession to produce in your life what you're saying. That's why he told David spoke over there with that revelation. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In other words, as that redemption becomes a reality in your life and you speak it out, it'll work in your life. Amen? That's why when you get in a test or a trial, but you know what the word says and you know who you are in Christ, you don't go feeling sorry for yourself. You don't go around, you know, feeling like I'm going to backslide or give up. What do? You just call out to the Lord, get right back on his word, and keep doing what he told you to do. Come on, can I have an amen? But you have to have that word working in. You notice they came to hear and to be healed. Well, did it work? Verse 18 goes on and says, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. In other words, people that were tormented, they kept having all these thoughts, and these devils were messing with their mind, and the devil's telling them, you can't make it, and you never change. And you know what they did? They brought all those tormenting thoughts and listened to Jesus and got set free from them. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I like to be able to think good thoughts and not, you know, demon thoughts. Amen. I don't want tormented mind. I want a peace mind, praise God. I want to have confidence and not a lack of confidence operate in me. And it says here in verse 19, he finishes it up by saying, and the whole multitude sought to touch him. Why? For power went out of him and healed them all. Who is that power going out and healing? All those who came to hear and be healed. Those who heard. You know, the Bible teaches over there in Mark's gospel, the 4th chapter, when Jesus is teaching on the parable. You know what he said over there? He said, let everyone that has ears to hear, let him hear. See, some of you right now, you've got ears to hear. You're tuning in, praise God. You're concentrating on hear what I'm preaching to you, and the Holy Spirit's operating in this realm, and he's ministering to you, and he's doing this. And then some of you are letting the enemy distract you, and you're thinking about this and thinking about that and whatever. And you know what? When it's all said and done, the power won't flow to you if you've let the enemy torment your mind, get you off on everything else. Because you have to make yourself hear what it's saying. These people came to hear and be healed. In other words, they had a purpose for being there. Amen? They knew they were in trouble. They knew they had struggles. They knew that they needed healing. They knew they needed deliverance. And they knew that the only place I'm going to get that is through Jesus. So I don't want to be distracted. I don't care what's going on around me. I'm blotting that out. I need to hear what the word is saying coming out of that man's mouth. Amen? You say, well, but you're not Jesus. No, I'm not. But I'm his messenger speaking his word to you right now, praise God. And I'm doing this in his name under his authority, and therefore he's speaking. And right now, as I've been speaking this word, some of y'all have been hearing, and the word of God is flowing into you, and the Holy Ghost is speaking to you, and he said some things to you I haven't even said. Amen. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is taking the parts of this message you need to hear and speaking it into your spirit so faith will come to you, praise God. See, when you say yourself to hear, it opens God up to speak to you the very thing you need to hear in that situation, praise God. Are you listening to me? It's amazing to me. I've been in services and have somebody come up and say, oh, Pastor, I mean, that was so good. You said this and this and this. I'm like, dear Lord, I didn't say that. And this verse you spoke, it just really ministered to me. And I think, that's not in my notes. I know I didn't quote that verse. I'm thinking, what service were they in? God said, mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, see, the Lord will take the word and begin to show you things in that word that's just specific for you, praise God. Just like these multitudes. Not everybody had the same problem, but they were all listening to the same Lord, and his words, each different words, were ministering to different things in their lives, praise God. Why? Because God always operates through his word. And the Holy Spirit is the revealer of that word. Remember John 16:13, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and who will guide you in all the truth. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit begins to guide us into this truth as we hear the word. And it's so important that we get into this word and hear it, because Psalm 119 verse 130 says, the entrance of his words gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. In other words, if I don't complicate this thing, see, don't say it gives understanding to the simple. Well, you call me simple. No, no. He's saying this to those who don't let it get complicated and crazy, but just simplify and say, Lord, just make this simple so I can see it and grasp it. Do you ever notice how simple Jesus made things when he was on the earth? I mean, you know, he'd go out and teach shepherds, you know, about tending sheep, praise God. And then he'd go with fishermen. He'd talk to them about catching fish. Turn it to catching men. And then, you know, he would minister in different things. Why? Because the entrance of his words gives light. And so it gives understanding. When I sit down and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to simplify this. Good God, bad devil. Good word, bad word. I hear good God, good word. I get good results. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I want you to let that word help me to get into my life. Because the entrance of your words. See, not just having the word with you. Not just being in church where the word's at. But letting that word enter into your life. Enter into your thought process. Enter into your heart. Enter into the way you believe. Enter into your attitudes. The entrance of your words gives light. Amen? And it brings understanding. All of a sudden, when that light shines, I go, whoa, I understand this. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That means I don't have to stay sick and defeated and broken. By what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, I don't have to stay tormented and insecure and defeated and in distress. I can actually call out upon the Lord, act on his word, and it will heal me and deliver me and set me free.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.